buy, and hold. That's what I like. Get them good solid ones and you're going to build your rental portfolio. You want to get those 20 nice rental houses paid for and do it safely in 3 to 5 years.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay. Hello and welcome again. This Freedom Fridays, we're going to talk about the quality over quantity. And I can't tell you how many deals I bought, how many houses I bought when I got started simply because they were a deal. And after I bought them, I had no idea what I was going to do with them. That's not good. So early on, with me pursuing all kinds of education, investor training, trying to cram 30 years or 40 years of somebody's expert experience into my noggin in about a year or two, we came up with very early on, I learned about exit strategies. And when I got started, there were three. Number one was wholesale. Okay. Number two was buy and hold, make it a rental property. And number three was retail, or buy, fix up, and retail it for a retail price. Number one and number three, wholesaling and retailing, generated chunks of cash, which allowed me to feed my rental portfolio machine. Now, today, I'm looking at this. I've got seven exit strategies that you can use today. And I'm going to go through these and do my darndest to try to explain them in pretty simple terms. So number one is wholesale. Wholesale is no different than like going to, I don't want to use an auction, but you buy it at big discount, you mark it up a little bit, sell it to another investor or somebody that wants, well, an investor who wants to buy, fix up, and sell, or buy and hold. Okay, number two is wholetail. And this is a unique animal that we started doing probably about 15 years ago or so. Let's say you buy this house and then you get a FSBO sign from Home Depot. Not some big fancy real estate sign, but get a FSBO sign from Home Depot, put your phone number on it, and you're going to stick that in the front yard for about 2 weeks, okay? 2 weeks only. And you're going to put your price in there. Your price is going to be this. Think about what the comps are, what that ARV is, the after repaired value of that house is, and then take 85% of that minus some mostly material cost of repairs. So it just to do Fred Flintstone math, if you got a neighborhood with houses of 100,000, I know it's hard to find in today's market, but that means if houses are selling for $100,000, well, I'm going to put that FSBO sign up and I'm going to ask $85,000. Okay, will be my sale price. Okay, whereas on a wholesale price, to sell to another investor, that might be $65,000 or $70,000. So I can do a wholetail, go 85% of market value minus repairs, and here's what's going to happen. If that's in a somewhat of a mostly owner-occupied neighborhood is where you want to have your good solid rentals at, or if the house is too fancy to be a rental, then you're going to have the nosy neighbors up and down the street. They're going to call and find out how much you're selling the house for. And then it, almost every time, here's what happens, especially in decent neighborhoods. You'll have somebody down on the corner who has a niece or a nephew, or they have a son or a daughter looking to get a first-time home buyer fixer-upper. Okay? Fixer-upper now. These houses that you wholetail, they can't need structural, they can't have foundation problems or broke clear into or holes in the roof and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about something, for the most part, needs paint and carpet, a good bath, and no old people smell in it or anything like that. So make sure the grass is cut, the shrubs or the gutters might be cleaned out, and no smells or odors in there. And you can wholetail it, and I've had tremendous amount of luck with that. And so if you're going to wholesale it to another investor, you might get $65,000, $70,000. I could wholetail it $85,000, and you're going to know if you've got a cash buyer. These are cash buyers now. Okay, because they got a home equity line of credit, or they'll go get a signature loan or somewhere to help out their son or daughter, niece or nephew. And that is pretty cool. So wholetailing. And if it doesn't work after 2 weeks, well, then you can move on to the next one. Okay, maybe you can wholesale it to another investor. Okay, number three is wholesale and finance. So just like a used car dealer goes to the auction, he'll buy a car and he'll take it back to his car lot, put some lipstick on it, set it out there on the lot. And whatever he paid for that car, that's his consumer's down payment price. and then he finances his profit for the most part. So think of it that way. So sometimes if you structure your deals right, wholesale and finance your buyer, okay, that's less cash needed out of pocket from your buyer, investor buyer, but you want to get back, let's say for the most part, whatever you got in it, but if you can enhance your profit, you can enhance your sale price by financing your buyer. You can do the same with wholesale and finance, okay? And this is just to put some spark in your ears there between your brains to chew on this a little bit. And of course, number five, you can always buy and hold. That's what I like. Get them good solid ones and you're going to build your rental portfolio. You want to get those 20 nice rental houses paid for and do it safely in 3 to 5 years. Okay. Number six is retail. So you can always buy, fix up and retail. The thing I don't like doing about retailing, it takes so much time. And you're limited because especially if you got a job, you don't have time to go around and babysit all these people. So if you're going to retail it, I've bought houses for $15,000, sold them for $140,000, putting $10,000 in them. That was a wild, wild west, and I'm not sure that you could still do that today. But those were some good things, and I would use that to generate chunks of cash to feed my real estate machine. Now, number seven, I put this on here because it's very important to me. It's very important to you. It should be. And most of us, you think of our real estate investing and our buy and holds is going to, that's going to be our pension. Okay. So I want you to take it a step further as an advanced investor. And I want you to think about your self-directed Roth IRA, your spouse's self-directed Roth IRA, a self-directed health savings account. You can use the same way and you get some double tax benefits with that. And then if you have kids or grandkids, a CISA account, a Coverdell Education Savings Account, which is self-directed. So you might find a property that would be great to wholesale in your self-directed Roth IRA or to be a buy and hold if you're jumping a loan into your self-directed Roth IRA or your health savings account or your kids or grandkids education savings account. All of that through self-directed custodians there. So that's kind of a wrap up there. So when I say quality over quantity, know your exit strategies before you make your offer. Because here's what happened to me. Remember I said I was just out there buying and I was focused on quantity more so than quality. And I bought a bunch of houses because they were a deal. And I woke up one day and I'm like, wow, I got all these houses here. I really wished after I discovered an exit strategy, well, I really didn't want to keep them as a buy and hold. So clean up your portfolio, make sure each deal can support itself, okay? And cherry pick those killer deals for the buy and holds. And you won't wake up like I did one day and I said, wow, I've got 10 or 15% of these houses or 20% of these houses on. I wish I'd have never bought or I wish I wouldn't have kept. So quality over quantity is a lesson learned for our Freedom Friday session today. See you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.